Hello, funky listeners, and welcome to another episode of Funk Radio. This is your host, Kyle. Why did I just turn Southern? I was trying to do your, like, accent when you announced the show, and I just basically turned into, like meth-addled Elvis.
I've been called that before. I'm just kidding. This is Peter.
Hi, Peter.
So listeners, last time we talked about a song that may or may not have stolen an idea from another song. It was less about finding the answers and more about asking the questions.
Yeah, we're like Donald Trump. We don't give answers. We just ask questions. Is Hillary Clinton actually a vampire from the moon? I don't know. A lot of people believe it, but I don't know.
So we're going to do another one of these. This one, Kyle, is a little bit different from the last one. It's less about the songs themselves and more about the music videos for the songs. And I realize, as we've discussed music videos on the show before, you know, it's not the best medium for it. But we'll do our best to just describe the videos, and we'll post links so that you guys can go compare them yourselves. Mm-hmm. So the more popular of the two is the Rockwell song Somebody's Watching from 1984. And we have discussed this previously. And I think we actually did talk about the music video in our 125th episode, which was our video episode.
Oh, did we?
Where we filmed ourselves when you were visiting me. And then we had the music videos. So we did discuss this and actually had the video in that episode.
So you can check that out there.
Yeah. A little bit of recap about that song. Rockwell was... He's the son of Berry Gordy, who was like the legendary owner of Motown Records. I don't remember whether we decided whether Rockwell was an illegitimate son of his or not. But I do know at the time that this came out, I believe Rockwell, whose real name is Kennedy, and his father, Berry Gordy, I don't think they were really close. I don't think they were even living together at this time. So I guess I don't know how important that is for this, but just a little bit of context. So this song, Somebody's Watching, was super popular. It had a sample of Michael Jackson was a guest vocalist on the song to sing the refrain. Song hit number 2 in the US, and it was a top 10 in 19 countries, which is a lot. So this was, I guess, the breakout single for Rockwell, and he might even be like a one-hit wonder with this song.
I think he kind of is.
He kind of is. I don't think he was really that huge of a person. So that was in 1984. 2 years earlier, 1982, post-disco group Imagination had a song called Just an Illusion. I don't think this really did much in terms of popularity in the US. I think it was a modest success like in nightclubs in Europe. But all in all, Somebody's Watching, the Rockwell song, was much more popular. Now, the songs themselves, and not unlike the last one, there's not like a sample that they both used that was exactly the same. This one's a little bit more vague. The theme of both of these songs is roughly about losing touch with reality in some way and interacting with things that aren't really there. Somebody's Watching is basically a song about paranoia and being scared of people or things that aren't even really there, but, you know, just being really paranoid. Whereas Just an Illusion is more about coming to terms with things that you felt or things that you experienced that didn't actually end up really happening. Similar to, what was that Temptations song? Just My Imagination. Remember that song?
Yeah.
He's in love with this girl. He sees her every day, you know, and everything. And at the end of the song, he's like, oh, but I'm just watching you at the window or something like that. That's not the lyric. But basically, it's like the entire, everything that's happening isn't in his imagination, and Just an Illusion is a very similar song to that, I guess. So they're both like vaguely about the same sort of thing, but not exactly the same thing. Anyway, that's not the argument as much as the music videos. They both heavily feature like the main singer or singers kind of wandering through this like spooky, dark, foggy house, with being spooked by like suddenly by things that are happening in the house. As we showed in that previous episode, Rockwell's Somebody's Watching, he's in like a very large house, but he's seeing like faces popping out or being scared by taxidermied animal heads on the wall and shit like that.
Yeah.
And there's even, oh, I forgot. There's even like that like spooky guy like standing around in his underwear. Remember that?
Yes. Yes.
Sure. So there's shit like that going on. Now in the Imagination song, Just an Illusion, it's very similar. I mean, they're basically wandering through a haunted house. It has a bit more to do with actually like showing ghosts and stuff, basically. But I you watched these, Kyle. Did you feel like they were pretty similar?
Yeah, as far as like the general, I guess, shots and locales. I mean, Somebody's Watching Me, it's more supposed to be taking place in his house, whereas right. Just an Illusion is just a general creepy house. I don't know if it's ever really explained why they're there.
No.
But the, you know, the close-up shots and the weird, like, Dutch angles and stuff to kind of evoke a sense of foreboding are definitely there in both. I would argue that they're pretty similar. However, in doing some research, I'm going to throw a complete monkey wrench into this for you just to fuck you up.
Awesome.
The song Thriller by Michael Jackson came out in 1982.
Ooh.
That song was, although a little bit less about, you know, scary monsters and stuff, was very much a sort of suspenseful, I wouldn't say Halloween-themed, but scary-themed music video. That song was obviously popular as a motherfucker. Do you think that that sort of scary-themed music possibly inspired both of these songs because of its popularity?
That's a really, you know, that's honestly a really interesting point. That even never even crossed my mind. Gosh, yeah, maybe. I'm gonna argue that it probably didn't inspire the Imagination song. If you give me just a second, I'm gonna see when in that same year that they both came out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the page up for Thriller by chance or no?
It came out in November 20th, 1982.
End of 82. Actually, okay, so actually I can't tell when in the year. The other song, I'm gonna say that it probably came out earlier in the year because November is basically the end, and I'm gonna say that it's pretty unlikely that Imagination saw that song and said, oh, we're gonna do our own song like that, released the music video all within the course of like a month.
Touché.
You know,
however, there, because as you know, Thriller, when it came out, it was like a massive event. The music video was 13 minutes long. It's basically a mini movie.
Right.
There is a portion of the movie where this woman is in a creepy house as the zombies are coming at her. Now, again, it's more zombie themed.
Right.
It's very much that same sort of dark, creepy, Halloween-esque setting as Illusion, whereas Illusion is, like you said, they both came out the same year. They both came out at roughly the same time, probably due to the sort of Halloween theme of the time, you know, the fall season. Do I think that Illusion ripped off Michael Jackson? No. But
I don't think either one of those affected each other.
Yeah, there's definitely some sort of like meme there of like, oh, we gotta have a song about scary shit because it's Halloween. Like it seems odd that around that same time period there was a lot of different songs about like scary shit, you know?
Yeah, that's something to think of. And we should also, if nothing else, just to put the idea out there that there is a separation, especially music videos in general, but also these, there is a separation of theme in the video versus the song itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like with Illusion, the song itself is not about anything scary or spooky, but the music video is.
True.
It's just playing on the idea of something being not real. They're like, okay, well, we'll translate that into ghost or something or a spooky house in the video. But the song itself is not about that. Somebody's Watching, the two ideas are a bit more correlated. Because like I was saying, it's about paranoia and he's being scared by stuff in his own house. So they're a little bit more closely attached. And Thriller, I guess those are probably a little bit more closely related as well. The song and the video. So I don't really know how far we can go with that idea in itself, but just thinking about that, it's not necessarily that these were all like spooky songs as much as just their videos happened to kind of follow that same theme.
Yeah, no, it's just funny that that even came up, because you mentioned that Michael Jackson did the chorus for Somebody's Watching, which I remember when we first talked about that song, I always said, I swear to God, I thought this was a Michael Jackson song. I didn't realize it was some other guy and he was just doing the chorus. I thought it was him.
I forgot to. I think we may have said something like, we must. I don't know how we would have gotten that wrong, though, because I feel like we were arguing that Rockwell was like, because we, like we said, this is his first song or his first popular song. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we argued that like he was trying to sound like Michael Jackson to like ride on that popularity. But I don't even know how we would have gotten that wrong, because it's pretty obvious that Michael Jackson was featured on that song. So thank you for bringing up Thriller, though, because I think that does add an interesting dimension to this discussion. I don't know how much it plays into, though.
It's just interesting to think about the idea that between 82 and 84, you have three different songs about scary shit. I mean, like you said, Illusion, the lyrics aren't really necessarily scary, but the music video definitely played off that sort of Halloween-y theme, you know, Scooby-Doo ghost house shit.
Yeah.
Thriller was very obviously sort of a pseudo-zombie film.
Yeah.
And Somebody's Watching was very much sort of a kind of creepy stalker slash, not slasher, but kind of stalker film.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the 80s was arguably the era of scary movies. You know, tons of great scary movies came out then. A lot of good directors made scary movies, as opposed to now, where all you have is, what, Paranormal Activity?
Yeah.
So maybe it was just riding that wave of, scary movies are popular right now, let's make music videos based on that.
I'm sure there definitely was something to do with that.
But it's just, you know, it's an interesting connection, that correlation, I guess.
That does add some dimension, I think. And, you know, maybe Rockwell didn't necessarily steal the idea from Imagination, even though I would feel those two are a lot more similar to each other than either one of them is to Thriller.
True.
Another thing is that the contextual theme of Thriller isn't necessarily the same as these two either, about interacting with stuff that's not real, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. I don't know the lyrics on top of my head, but so comparing these original two songs, did Rockwell, you know, was Rockwell trying to come up with something that would land him on the map? And so he was looking around at other artists and seeing what they were doing and thought, oh, this is a cool idea, I'll do this. Whether or not he did that, I don't know. I would probably argue he didn't steal it from Imagination, just because they weren't a very popular band to begin with. So it's not like he was like, oh, they did it, it was really popular, so I'm going to do it too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, was there some inspiration there? Maybe. Was the inspiration from, say, Thriller? Probably. The visual elements of the Illusion song, though, might have played some part in that, because it was more similar.
Yeah, I would say the visual elements probably from Illusion more generally inspired Rockwell, but I think there is definitely some meme connecting the two greater than both of them, that, you know, scary shit's popular in the 80s, let's make songs and more so music videos about scary shit because it'll get people watching. You know, this is the era of MTV. Yeah. This is when music videos were a huge freaking deal and actually had decent productions. And as you said, both of them were released in that sort of same Halloween time, I guess.
Well, I don't know what time. I can't tell what time of year any of these came out. I just know they came out in those years. I mean, we're making an assumption based on the theme of the video, but I mean, not necessarily.
True.
I guess the time of year is kind of moot irrelevant point compared to just like the content. But yeah, I mean, I don't think we are looking for a strong answer here. It's hard to say. On the note of scary things being popular in the 80s, can you think of any other music videos that during this time that did a similar thing?
Well, that video for what is it? Rocket by what's his face?
Oh, by Herbie Hancock.
Thank you. I mean, it was weird as shit, but it was kind of scary. There was like cobwebs and shit.
Maybe, yeah. And that was in 83. That was in between both of these. But you are right, though, that like the horror movie genre really kind of exploded during that time. Obviously, it was around for decades before that, but I think that was probably the time where it was at its most popular.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense that that would kind of bleed over into music videos. So yeah, listeners, we will, wherever you are, we'll try to link out some links to the music videos on YouTube so that you can compare them yourselves.
I guess we can just post them on facebook.com/getyourfunk.
Yeah. I can also link them in the description on soundcloud.com/getyourfunk or on mixcloud.com/getyourfunk.
Yeah.
So anything else we want to touch on before we head out? I felt like this one didn't really lend itself to as much discussion as the last one.
No, not really. But, we could save the discussion of like just weird ass 80s music videos for like a separate time, but that's a whole other rabbit hole to go into. It's just, you know, because the 80s was the era of music videos. It was when they first were sort of invented, how just dorky some of them were.
Well, actually, on that note, what was I watching the music? Like, it was like a couple of days ago. I was watching, I think it was Bohemian Rhapsody, maybe, I was watching the music video for.
Mm-hmm.
And in the comment, let me look at what year that was. It was 75. In the comments, somebody was saying, like, this is one of, like, the better music videos that came out before the era of MTV.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking that might be an interesting thing, like talking about music videos, like good music videos that came out before music videos were even like a really popular thing, you know?
Yeah.
I don't really know a whole lot about that. And so it might be interesting to look into.
For sure.
Also, I've been thinking about possibly talking specifically about music videos kind of like in the viral YouTube era as well.
Yeah.
Kind of talking about the paradigm shift of like the MTV model versus now you have these music videos being available all the time and you have, you know, millions or billions of views
mm-hmm.
on them and how that's kind of changed. So I don't know.
That's interesting.
Things to look forward
to. A future topic for a future episode on Funk Radio.
So yes, listeners, you can talk to us or whatever at the things that we said if you're not already. I mean, assuming that we assume that you kind of are already if you're listening to this, so.
Mm-hmm.
You're already on one of those sites. So until next time, be funky.
And be good to each other.
Save the children.
This has been your host, Kyle.
And this has been your host, Peter.
Bye.